Hello and welcome. I'm Shauna Chandler, and this is the Oracle of Light podcast. We are at episode number 5 in our 12 episode series, all about mediumship. Why spirit shows up at night. What I know for sure is that spirit doesn't want to scare you. For the most part, I'm just kidding. They are looking for ways to get our attention. And if you are someone who had intuitive gifts as a child, then you know that somewhere along the line, you most likely told them to go away or stop communicating with them altogether. It's very much like the movie Ghost. If you've ever seen the movie Ghost, there are energies, spirit, when someone leaves their physical body and doesn't go to the light for whatever reason, and we'll cover that more in other episodes, then they become what we refer to as earthbound. Or you can refer to them as ghosts. And if they are aware that you are aware of them, then they will look for ways to get your attention. And we talked about this in our earlier episode on signs from spirit. They will move things and you'll hear different things, and they will look for different ways to get your attention. Either they're looking to communicate with a loved one, or they could be confused and not sure where they are. So there can be all sorts of different reasons, but just for you to have that basic information as to perhaps why these spirits may be around. And we'll continue to go over different reasons as to why they come up at night in particular. I had a client years ago who brought her daughter to see me, Mary Kate, and she was 5, and she talked all day long about her friends, Rebecca and Thomas, and that they would visit at night, and Mary Kate's parents would wake up to hear her whispering and talking and having these grand conversations in her room. And when they would go in to check on her, they could actually see her having these animated conversations and dancing around and twirling and laughing and giggling. And there wasn't anyone else in the room with her. I asked Mary Kate if her friends came to visit often. And she said, oh, yes, we have tea and we play every night after mommy and daddy are sleeping. And as Mary Kate got older, she stopped communicating with her friends. And in her early 20s, I believe, she began to pick up on spirit once again. My daughter Emma had a similar experience when she was, I want to say between the ages of 3 or 4. It would be actually in the middle of the day. I would be, you know, puttering around the house, you know, cooking or doing laundry or something. And then I would just go to peek in her room to see what she was doing. And same thing. She was animated, having a conversation. She had this little table in her room, and she would be in one chair, her baby bear in the other chair. And there were two chairs that were left that were left open. And as a clairvoyant who sees across the veil, so to speak, I could see these little figures. There was a little girl and a little boy. And she would have these conversations and talk and share and sing and giggle. And it was really sweet to watch. And it was interesting because my husband at the time, he didn't understand all of the spirit world, and it kind of freaked him out. So I did, you know, eventually talk a little bit more about it with Emma to try to make it just seem normal, try to take the weird out of it or what have you. And over time, I think by the time she was 7 or 8, she didn't talk to her little friends anymore. And she just sort of left that behind. And now as she's getting older, she's 14 now, as she's getting older, she's becoming more aware. And sometimes she'll say, hey, mom, I picked this up. Or, hey, mom, did you see that? And so there, she is starting to dip her toe in a little bit more. She is a beautiful blend of energies from my husband and I. I'm very intuitive and creative, and he's very logical, linear. And so it's interesting to see her play with those energies. One of the main reasons why spirit shows up at night is that we are most receptive at night. typically we're more relaxed during the evening hours. And when we are asleep, all the daily momentum stops and our to-do lists are at rest until morning. In our sleep state, we're open, receptive, and our minds aren't getting in the way. So much can occur during our sleep state. We may astral travel. We may visit distant lands or even our childhood home. We may hang out with our spirit guides, learning and exploring more of our soul's journey while in this life. We may be even visiting with our crossover loved ones, our crossover fur babies. I know Jesse comes into my dreams and it's wonderful. It's like he's still here in the physical. It's so sweet. Our dreams can offer another way for spirit to communicate with us. We may wake up with just the right answer that had previously eluded us. We couldn't quite get it. Or we wake up with a sense that all is well and that we are divinely guided and loved from the heavenly realms, knowing that the universe has our back. Just that knowing. Reasons spirit may be visiting at night. They are wanting to connect or communicate with their loved ones who are here in the physical. And often there is a message that they would like to relay to their loved ones or to help with the grieving process. And now this used to happen, oh my gosh, so often. I would wake up and there would be dead people in the room. And they weren't mine. They didn't belong to me. So it was a little freaky, right? Like it was just, you know, until I understood what that was. And it happened when I was a young girl. And then I shut things off and just wasn't as interested anymore. I wanted to fit in. No one else around me saw spirit. So I started to kind of, shut things down. I've shared that before in other episodes. And then to start seeing spirit was just something that was totally different and new yet familiar. And so I've had spirit show up looking for, I had an older gentleman who was looking for his wife. He was confused. He had Alzheimer's, and when he crossed, there was just so much confusion. So he was still looking for his wife. And so it was interesting. So we removed him from my space, and I've had to set up what I call office hours with spirit, that at night I'm off limits. I'm only communicating with my loved ones, my angels, my guides, universal benevolent energies. That I'm not working when I'm sleeping. When I'm asleep, I'm rejuvenating and replenishing and not working. I found that I would wake up so exhausted because I was clearing people and I was doing all sorts of stuff, you know, astral traveling and doing all sorts of things. And it was almost like my house was like a revolving door. Like it was just full of spirit all the time. And so at night I was clearing them and I was communicating for them and I was doing all of this work. And it was exhausting. And so again, they're wanting to connect or communicate with their loved ones here in the physical. Another reason why spirit may be visiting at night is that they may be getting ready to move on to a new part of their journey and they're wanting to say goodbye. And this subject is still so near and dear to my heart because I've had loved ones who have come in and they haven't said anything. I had one of my relatives came in and this was until after I didn't feel him around me as much anymore. And he had crossed many, many years ago. And I remember sitting there the one day and I said, well, where is he? Why doesn't he come in anymore? And I saw him. He was at, you know, I was playing, playing a game or doing something with Emma and we were sitting there and I could see him kind of standing over in the corner watching us and just smiling. And it was almost like a love package that when I had that recollection, when they showed me that was his way of saying goodbye before he reincarnated, it was like unwrapping this package of love. And it just poured over me and it just instantly, I just got emotional and had such intense gratitude for him as he had been, oh, such a huge part of my world, of my spiritual development. And it was so beautiful to experience that energy. And his essence is still there. His essence will always be there. We're eternal. And, you know, if we have a loved one that does go back, just does reincarnate, does go back into the physical, that essence of them is still there. That never leaves. And I remember our little dog, Jesse, just another side note, our little dog, Jesse, he had crossed over. And it was so fun to watch him cross over. He ran to the light and there were all these wiener dogs in their side waiting, barking, yip, 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 yip. And he stopped and he came back and he kind of did this little dance. And he was gone. Then he ran off and he was gone. And it was so beautiful to watch him. And that was, I think it was about three years after he had crossed over. I kept seeing this golden retriever. And I thought, what the heck? Why do I keep seeing this golden retriever in my mind's eye? And I dreamt about this golden retriever and I just kept seeing this golden retriever. And I went into my meditation and I asked, I said, why do I keep seeing this golden retriever? And so I went into meditation and I could see that she was a female golden retriever with a belly full of puppies, and that Jesse was in there. And it was so beautiful. And so just knowing that when a spirit reincarnates, that we can still connect with their soul's essence in the afterlife. And again, I wasn't able to receive these messages during the day. I mean, we have lists and we have all sorts of stuff going on. And so it was when I was in a quiet meditative state, or, you know, when I was asleep, just before sleep. Like there are certain times of the day when our mind isn't as busy. And those are the perfect times for spirit to communicate with us. Another reason that spirit may be visiting at night is that someone in the physical may be getting close to crossing over, and spirit is coming through to comfort the living by letting them know that they're not alone and to not be afraid of the light when their time to cross over comes. And this is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. I've heard of, oh my gosh, hundreds of recollections of dreams. I dreamt last night that that my sister was in the room with me, and then that person crosses over shortly after. And you know, I've heard so many of those, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful way to let us know that we're not alone, that when it is our time to cross over from our physical body back into the light, that there's so much unconditional love that is waiting for us, and just letting us know that they're with us. And you don't need to be a medium to know that. You don't need to be a medium to experience your crossed over loved ones, your crossed over fur babies. You really don't. And so whatever that is that's coming up there, I just want to grab that. Let's just clear and transmute that in all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. You don't need to have special training to communicate and receive messages from spirit. You don't need to be doing readings for people, as an example. And so I'm not sure who that's for, but just know that we are all intuitive. Every person on the planet is intuitive. And it's our choice and our willingness to look at what that is, how to best master it and harness it in a way that works for us, and then how we'd like to share that with the world. And so that's very much an inside job. Okay. Another reason why spirit may be visiting at night is they're confused. Yes, they can get confused. I had an elderly woman that came through once, and she was looking for her daughter. Her daughter was going to be going into labor, and she wanted to find her daughter. And then another night I had a young boy spirit come through who couldn't find his mom. He couldn't find his mom, his dad, his sister. He couldn't find his family. And so again, they can be confused, and we'll do other episodes about more specific communication with spirit, but just knowing that they just don't have a physical body. So if you were to open your door and someone was standing at your front door and they wanted to have a conversation with you, would you open the door and slam it in their face? Well, I guess maybe you would. Maybe that's not a good example. there might be some people that would come to my door that I wouldn't even open it at all. But let's say you're expecting someone and they come to your front door and you open the door. You're not going to slam the door and try to ignore them. You're going to say, hey, how are you? What's happening? What's going on? To understand why they've come to see you and to listen to what they have to say. And it's very much the same in the spirit world. You know, we can communicate with spirit. Again, you don't have to be a medium. You don't have to be a seer, an oracle, a fortune teller. You don't have to be any of those labels, if you will. It just is. We have an awareness. We have our intuition. We have our gifts. We have our spiritual team, our angels, our guides, our loved ones. And I'm not sure who this is for either, but just knowing that you can communicate with spirit. I remember the first time I communicated with a spirit, a kind of a communication. It was my first house clearing, and there was this little boy. And it was really interesting because it was very surreal, and my logical mind is going, what is going on? This is crazy. And then I'm sitting there kind of thinking, huh, this is really cool. I can see him and we're talking. So it was really neat. It was really, really neat. So again, we all have these gifts and capacities, and it's up to us as individuals to understand what our unique essence is, how things work for us, and how we'd like to share that with the world. Doesn't mean that you need to do readings. Maybe you will give messages in other ways, or maybe you just like to strengthen your spirit communication for you. Maybe you just love to communicate with your loved ones. Another reason that spirit may be visiting at night, and we touched on this briefly earlier, it may be one of your spirit guides or angels that are wanting to connect with you, or they're assisting you with something. And when your conscious mind is resting, this makes it easier for them to connect with us. Again, we have lists. I don't know about you, but I'm a list maker. And then I'll make another list, and I forget about the first list, and it's just crazy. I've limited myself to one notepad, but then again, in the last 3 days, I've gone back up to three. Like, I have notepads everywhere, all over the house. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy good. There's just a different way that I need to organize my thoughts, because we're busy. We have lots of things. We have lots of input, lots of stimulus. We have lots of different things that are going on in our world. We have, our family life. We have our businesses. We have work. We have, career, how we're contributing to the world. We have personal development. Are we going to exercise today? How are we eating? I mean, there's so many different aspects to us. And so when we are so focused during the day on all of those other things, sometimes it's a little tricky for our guides and our angels to communicate with us. And we may even have dreams that seem so vivid and so real, and yet once we're awake, they just fade away. I'll often wake up with one word in my mind. I'll wake up, I'll sit up and go, boom, yellow bananas, or whatever, that's two words. I'll wake up with one thing in my mind, and it's like, oh, okay, cool, that's what I was looking for, thank you. And then it lets me continue on the path to, whatever I'm working on. And so that's something to be aware of. And sometimes I'll wake up, and you may have experienced this as well. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll hear Shauna, I'll hear someone calling my name. And so that, my grandmother used to do that a lot. It was so sweet. And every now and again, she'll still come in and do that. It's very, very sweet. I'll just hear Shauna. And it's like another packet of love. It's so beautiful. Or I'll hear music. I'll wake up and there'll be a song playing in my head. That's my guides love to communicate with music, and I love when they do. It's so funny. There was one day I got in the car and going through a little bit of a difficult time, a little bit of a challenging time. And I got in the car and it was Kelly Clarkson's What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And so I get in the car and that's playing, and I'm like, kind of bebopping along, doing my thing. And then there was another song that came on after, and I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. And then I got into the mall, and in the store I was in, that song played again, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And then I finished up at the mall, got in the car to come home, and that song is still on again. Like, it was just, I sat there and I said, thank you. Thank you. I so appreciate you. I know you're there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the more you acknowledge and have gratitude for your angels, your team, the universal energies that are looking out for you and watching over you, the stronger you'll make that connection. Another reason that spirit may be visiting at night is that spirit doesn't have a concept of time like we do. They're not running around wearing a watch. When you are no longer in the physical, there really isn't any time. You've probably heard of parallel universes. you know, parallel times, different time streams where, you know, different things are going on, but they're all happening at the same time. It's really kind of mind-blowing if you go into that. But if that interests you, like it's just really quite fascinating. They have no reason to have a 24-hour day. Again, because time is eternal for them. So time doesn't matter to them. Again, spirit is trying to get our attention and look for opportunities when we are receptive to them. And the more receptive and willing you are to receive and have that communication with spirit, then the more often it will occur. But if we're kind of closed down, if we're scared, if we're not sure, you know, if we've bought other people's stuff that it's weird, it's too weird, you know, and we want to so connect with these other people in our world that we sort of shut down our spiritual awareness because we want them to like us. We want to feel like we belong. I mean, there can be so many different ways that we're not as receptive to the messages. And it doesn't matter what you call it. Some people refer to, you know, they're talking to their crossed over loved ones, angels, guides, their spirit team, their peeps. Hey guys, yo, universal energies. God, Buddha, Allah. We can have ascended masters, Jesus, Mother Mary. There's so many different deities and light beings, love beings that are all around us and are just waiting to communicate with us. And so again, if this is something that you'd like to have a little bit more of a handle on, then I invite you to look at that and I invite you to reach out because this is something that we can really quickly shift and change it so that you are experiencing spirit in a different way, in a way that works for you. And it's interesting because what I've realized in the last couple of years is that as I shift and change and I up level and I work through my stuff, that my gifts change as well. The way that I receive the information changes. The way that I'm delivering the information can change. And so it's really interesting to see how things will change. And it all starts with being receptive to it. At first, I wasn't, you know, I was very, I was, my primary way of communicating with spirit was my claircognizance, which is clear knowing, and clairvoyance. And so I would know what they were saying and I would see them. And so that's how it was. And then my clairvoyance kind of took a put it, it was kind of on the back burner for a little while and it really freaked me out. I remember saying to one of my teachers, I said, "What the heck is going on? I can't see." And she said, No, it's okay. What they're doing is they're strengthening your other gifts to bring them up to a different level." And so always focusing on your strongest gift, and for me it was clairvoyance. And then after a while, that one moved aside. So the other gifts, my other gifts and capacities could start to develop and strengthen. And so just something for you to keep in mind. If spirit visiting at night is bothering you, like it does for most of us, you can set boundaries and even business hours with spirit. You can tell them when you're willing to connect, how they can connect with you, and who you are willing to connect with. If you're not open to having crossover loved ones or you know, people that are not in physical bodies coming into your house at any time, that's okay too, right? I invite you to look at that though. I invite you to look at that. I mean, you can set that up so that no, I'm not interested. This doesn't come into my house. Thank you very much. That's fine. I also invite you to look at that because what that's telling me is that you have a true gift and capacity with spirit communication. And that if you have the correct foundational pieces and confidence and assurance and trust in your gifts and capacities, then it can be a beautiful blessing. Then you get to pick and choose. Yeah, I would love, you know, the crossover loved ones in the house. They're a contribution. They belong to me. They belong to someone in my family. As long as they're a contribution, meaning there's a benefit, meaning that they're coming in and they're adding value, they're adding something to my world. Not that they have to come in and give me lottery numbers because they don't. But yeah, if they're coming in, if they just have a lovely energy and they want to just come in and support and just be around, then that's wonderful. That's great. But if they're coming in to mess with me, coming in to mess with me, mess with the cat, just to be stinkers, just to, you know, be mischievous, then thanks, you can take that crazy somewhere else. And so just knowing that if you are aware of spirit, that there is a true gift and a capacity. It isn't like Hollywood. It isn't, you know, all, you know, fortune tellers and, you know, weirdo stuff. Hollywood has done this fantastic job of depicting what spirit communication isn't. They've also done some amazing work showing what it is. And so just have that understanding that, again, I can't stress that enough. If you are aware of spirit, you saw them as a child, you don't see them as much anymore, but you're aware that they're there. You can feel like someone's watching you. You can feel like, you know, the air temperature shifts and changes. You just feel different things. You know different things. Then I invite you to be open to the possibility that you have a gift and capacity with it. And what would that look like? As soon as you acknowledge it, then it kind of takes that crazy, I don't know, oh my God, out of control stuff out of the picture. It really does. When you acknowledge, cool, I can communicate with spirit. I can communicate with those who no longer have a physical body. I can communicate with angels and all of these beautiful light beings. Cool, I can do that. When you acknowledge it, then it isn't as scary. It isn't this unknown, scary boogeyman thing hiding under the bed. It becomes more possibilities. It's really what it gives you. It invites you into more possibilities. Cool. What could this look like? Is there a light being that would like to channel a book through me? Is there a light being or a group of light beings like Abraham Hicks? You know, Abraham, you know, Esther Hicks is the channel for Abraham. There's beautiful group of light beings that have so much insight and inspiration and so much assistance for us if we're willing to receive it. And so just some food for thought there. There are so many different light beings that would love to communicate with us and through us to share more light and love on the planet. And this planet and everyone on it can use more light and love. You are in the driver's seat with your energy and your home. So don't feel bad about setting boundaries and ground rules for spirit to engage with you. I had, it was a relative from years ago. He had crossed over and he kept coming in the house and he liked to smoke pot. So I knew when Barry was around because the house would smell like pot. And he thought it was funny, right? Like he thought he'd be like, ha ha ha. Because he knew I could smell it. He knew I would know who it was and I would see him. And, you know, the first few times it was kind of funny. And then, you know, I had a day full of clients and he popped in. I said, you know what? Listen, I love it when you come to visit. It's totally great. Just not on client days. Not when I'm sleeping, not on client days. So we kind of put some parameters around it. So now he visits me when I'm on my walks. So when I go for a walk or a hike, all of a sudden in the middle of a meadow or there's no one else around, I will smell marijuana. I'll look around. Where are you? I know you're here. And so spirit communication can be so much fun and it can be so enlightening. And just remember that those that no longer have a physical body, they still have those personality characteristics. So, you know, if someone was a jokester when they were in the physical, they're still a jokester. If someone was very serious, they're probably still quite serious. And so there's something in there for you as well to think about how they would communicate with you. And again, you don't have to communicate with everyone. If there's a spirit that you really absolutely do not want to communicate with, fine, perfect. It's all about choice. It's like that person who stays too long after the party is done and it's just not working anymore. It's like, okay, you just need to go home. I'm done. We're good. Thank you so much. What are some ways to ensure that you have a peaceful, spirit-free night? First and foremost is setting up business hours for spirit to visit, if this works for you. And again, you can do this in a meditation. You can do this, working with another intuitive, if that works for you, to guide you, to show you what that looks like. You can go into a meditation and ask your guides to come forward and set that up kind of like a personal guideline, if you will. There are certain, all sorts of different ways that you can do that. And just setting that intention. Hey, listen, I'm not open for business when I'm sleeping. I'm only working with my guides and angels and benevolent beings in a way that contributes to me. My first and foremost, the priority for me at night is to sleep. It's for my body to replenish, to rejuvenate, to heal. So then when I wake up in the morning, I feel like taking on the world. I feel so excited. You can wrap yourself and your loved ones in an energetic bubble. You can see or imagine a beautiful luminescent ball of white light wrapping you with divine universal energies while you sleep. That will help as well. You can infuse your home with positive energy. You can even wrap your home in an energetic bubble. You can even put an energetic bubble, see an energetic bubble, say on the main floor of your house, and just imagine that bubble expanding out to fill that entire main floor and just sealing all of the walls and the windows and just keeping all that beautiful energy in and just as a buffer to keep the energies that are not a contribution out. And then you can even expand that bubble to fill every square inch of your house. And then you can even expand it out onto your property. All the trees, all the flowers, if you have a garage, a shed, buildings. And so that's something that you can play with as well. There is so much that spirit can co-create with us if we're open and we're willing. Another way that you can do that, if you'd like to infuse or ensure that only contributing energies are coming onto your property, into your home, they're grids. I mean, you can do a crystal grid. Those are super easy to do. You can grid the property. You can grid your home. The possibilities are endless with that. Smudging is absolutely amazing. I thank you for the reminder. I need to smudge today. Smudging, you know, on a regular basis, I smudge the house at least once a week. And if I have heavy client days, I'm smudging on those days as well. Creating light grids in your home. You can utilize sacred geometry. We can create light grids to, you know, raise the vibration in your home and ensuring that only energies that are at a nice high vibration are coming in. So any, as I call them, energetic riffraff, they're just staying out. They're just going on their way, doing their thing. And again, you can ask your spirit guides and your angels to ensure that your sleep isn't interrupted. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be that will allow me to sleep peacefully and deeply, rejuvenating and replenishing, integrating, all with ease and grace, enabling me to wake up tomorrow feeling inspired and ready to start my day with joy. Something like that. You can set that intention before you go to sleep. And then you've got this beautiful team that are just waiting in the wings to come in and help. We have free will. And with free will, they're kind of waiting for us to invite and to bring them in. And I always tell people, stay in question. When you stay in question, it's like leaving the door open for your guides and your team to co-create with you, to come in. Welcome, come in. I would love your help. I'm getting stuck with this. I'm not sure which way to go. And so there's something else for you to play with, to put in your spiritual toolbox. And if all else fails, reach out to a medium or an energy worker or an intuitive who can help you with the energy of your home. I've done hundreds of space clearings and home clearings, and sometimes there is a spirit that's lingering that doesn't know. They don't know that they've died. They don't know, you know, they're confused. They're looking for their loved ones. They don't really know what's happening. And it's super easy for someone like myself to just go in and clear them. Just remove them. Where do they need to go? And sometimes there are energetics in the house. There can be, I call them like energetic doorways or gateways where different energies can kind of pop in from wherever. And when we're able to go through and find them and then seal them up, then that calms the energy of the house in. I had one, we moved into this new house years ago, and it was like every night, it was nonstop. It was like a parade of energies floating in and out of the house. And it was like, what the heck is going on? And there was actually this portal that we found in one of the closets. And so again, it was like this steady stream of these energies that were just not a contribution. And after we closed it that first night, I swear I slept 14 hours. Like, it was crazy. I was just like, oh, finally my body was, you know, able to rest and to, you know, just feel really safe and rejuvenate and replenish. Remember that spirit will continue to try to get your attention. So if you need a little bit of support, if you need a little bit of, you know, of a reality check to understand that A, you're not crazy, B, you're not making it up, and C, that you have a real gift and capacity, and D, how to make it work for you, then make sure that you do reach out. Find somebody that you really resonate with that can hold that space for you and help you to kind of decode what's going on, help you understand what it is, and help you to really trust it and embody it. And then if you choose to share it, what that'll look like. Spirit will thank you, and your home will be your sacred space for rest and rejuvenation. And again, spirit, they're just people without bodies. They cannot bring any harm to you or your family. and they are not more powerful than you are. Spirit communication is a beautiful gift and capacity, and with your focused intention, you can develop your connection with the spirit world in a way that works best for you. Well, I am so, so very grateful for all of you, and I love to hear your comments and how you're doing. If you have any questions, if anything comes up for you, do let me know. Let me know how you're handling this. Let me know if your sleep is better. Let me know if there's anything that I can assist with. Do reach out. You can check out my website for more information, www.shaunachandler.com. Sending you mountains of love from beautiful Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I'll talk to you very soon. Bye for now.